Chill Network in association with Grandeur presents the Road to 1 Million Subscribers event on the 30th of July 2023 at Sunbet Arena in Pretoria. Lineup includes Kabza De Small, Makazi, Mosa Keys, Mpop Pops, Celestine Dooley, Eugene Koza, and Robert Boy. This fun-filled event will include comedy, music performances, as well as a live audience conversation with Mac G, Sol Penduka, and the Ghost Lady. Tickets are now available on Quicket from 295 rands. Doors open at 6 p.m. Food and drinks sold at the venue. Come and join a milestone celebration of Black excellence with Podcast and Chill Network.
How do you feel about erections?
I love them.
Okay, do you love the erection of the Nelson Mandela statue?
Please make some noise for our official sponsor for Sunbed Arena, Striped Horse!
Woo! Striped Horse!
Hey, answer, Ghost Lady. Where you going? Where you going? Answer!
Ghost Lady!
Where you going?
They call you
answer.
Ah, can you?
Ah, I can't.
Ah, man. Oh, you have betrayed the chillers.
Because you're famous now.
She doesn't want
to. Oh, now you're famous.
She doesn't want to fuck up a cozy pack. Hey, it's a beam, boy.
That's incredible. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Damn!
Damn! And you're a franchisee already.
Damn! Hey, these kids move different. I told you.
They're the future, man.
Proudly sponsored by Striped Horse.
Indaba gentlemen, we are back. How was DJ Smooth, man?
Oh, God, yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah?
DJ Smooth was fine.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was okay. It was cool. It was nice. It's DJ Smooth, man, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
I love how DJ Smooth, like, moves with the times, you know?
Mm.
Like, if it's digital creation we're doing now, he's there.
But he wants TikTok, to get back to radio so bad.
For real?
Oh, you think so?
The way he speaks about radio. Even before we started the show, oh, he's so fascinated. So tell me, hey, what's going on? Hey, you really like, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know? He really just wants to do radio, man.
Which station could take him back? Because he's worked at most of them, no?
Yeah, he has.
Kaya, you need a new breakfast
actually,
host.
Yeah.
We need a new what?
Breakfast show host.
Yeah.
Ah, we've got the hottest show, breakfast show.
Oh, okay. Co-host.
What are you talking about, man? You're only sleeping. You wake up at 12. That's your problem. Man wakes up midday. Kind of chubby lad. You see, being young and rich.
Like, you're coming along nicely, my emotion, man.
It's me on subscribers. I'm going back to bed. No, man, we're good on the breakfast. We're good there.
Yeah.
We're good.
Why didn't you guys ask him about Zahara?
No, I got a tweet like that. And I'm like, but the guy's a co-host, man, you know.
So?
We can't be here now saying, it's not an interview, bro. And also, to be honest, né? All of those just skipped my mind. I didn't come here with the mentality of, yeah, I'm some push, I'm some breast, fluas, Charlie. I didn't come here with that mentality, you know what I mean? But had I remembered in the moment, there's so many things I didn't ask him about. Hey,
you should have done, there's a thing that he once did on radio.
That car. Yeah, that thing, he did something with Swoo at YFM with his car. So Swoo was driving a Porsche.
A Boxster. Whoa.
A Boxster, ne? Man, they poor that more. And then they lap in the zone when YFM was still at the zone, Rosebank.
Yeah.
They're poor, they're collecting dust. Meanwhile, Chiki Chiki, good so at 10. Win DJ Smooth's Porsche. I'm asking you to
So people would enter.
Yeah, so those kind of things. And one day someone won it. Those kind of things. And I think the problem were like, okay, listen, you only SMS for 3 rands. Mm. But this thing is worth 500,000 or 1,000,000. But it doesn't start. So you can still sell it for 200K. Whatever, you know? I'm not saying that's what they did. I'm just saying there was still some value in winning it.
Okay.
As much as you can't just drive it around. And also, it's not practical. You can win it and ukhala ethi sluwati, and nothing wrong with that. Or it could be Alice, it could be four slow.
Yeah.
Go back room. Really, what are you gonna do with the Porsche? No, but somebody start your hamba. You'll just sell it. Of course, you'll just sell it, right? So I forgot to ask Mifon about those things. So many things. And you know, even on this show, we record shows. And you're like, fuck. I forgot to speak about this.
I should have asked.
I wonder what he did with the money. Maybe we book seal it.
Yeah, whoa. So that makes him
a boxer,
a box star.
Oh, so
box star.
I'm still a bit jet lagged
from Bhutan. How is Bhutan? He's jet lagged from a 40-minute flight. How's Bhutan, my nigga?
Nah, Bhutan was amazing. You know, they love us out there, man. Shout out to everybody in Bhutan, the chillers, bro. Yo, man. We get so much love in Botswana, man. It's crazy.
Like, South Africa's high tanda, but Botswana shows us so much love. It's nuts, bro.
Because
like,
you guys were kicking on a Monday. That was like, hey, man.
Monday, yeah, Sunday.
Because it was a long weekend. I think it's still a weekend now.
It's their longest weekend of the year, of the calendar. Yeah. So it's like...
They're celebrating the president's birthday or something.
President's holiday, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but it's the president's holiday.
Yeah.
It's not his birthday, Masisi. Yeah. He's the president there. But yo, Botswana, man, it's so...
But I realized I got to leave the show more often, man. Because every time I come back, there's always good news to celebrate.
How?
What happened now?
What happened?
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Grandeur Gin
Pepe
is now available
Pepe
at all Pick and Pays nationwide.
Damn, bro, yo. Yeah.
So,
nationwide.
Now, nationwide.
You can go to a Pick and Pay. Tata is there.
Pick and Pay.
It's there.
So now Mac is not going to wake up at 12. He's going to wake up at 4. 4 p.m. If you want to call Mac in the morning, fucking forget it. 104, boy. His alarm was a bang notification. Bing, 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 bing. fuck, these guys are picking me. Fuck. Fuck them. Shout out, my nigga.
Yeah, man, finally, bro. So it's been a long time coming, but yeah, man, we sealed the deal. Pick and Pay nationwide.
Damn. Wow. How do you think they capitulated or folded or allowed you guys in? Because, I mean, why did they give you such a long time to begin with?
See, what happens mostly because of macro and the sales we did there, then it's easier to motivate why they should have it.
But it's bullshit, because when you went there in the first place, I mean, they knew you had records of your sales that you're doing a month, and that's just from the podcast and the love from Chillers. So they could blow it up from a micro, you know, scale to a macro one, and then see the numbers. I mean, really, that's their job.
There's a lot that goes into it. It's not just that simple, you know. Also, the fact that gin is not doing well in the market right now.
It's not gin season.
All these shops, they're always skeptical when it comes to gin.
Yeah.
But because of the numbers that we did at macro, then it makes it easier to get into.
Shout out Pick and Pay Liquor, bro.
Yeah.
And Tops aren't that Tops. They're still lagging. They're going to be the last ones in.
You know what I mean?
No, but damn, that's big, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's beautiful, man. So make sure you take a picture with the Grandeur Gin at any Pick and Pay and tag Pick and Pay to stand a chance to win one of 30 signed Grandeur bottles.
Mm. Here's my thing, bro. Now, obviously, right? Because you know these big companies always wait till you at a top, so a macro and stuff, and then they come and they say, hey man, we've got $200 million. We want this Grandeur.
Exactly.
Not dollars,
rands. Or 50 million rands.
Yeah.
And they say, we subscribe to this shit. We want this shit. Mm. Do you remember that?
Who was that?
You.
Well, me.
Yes. We love this shit. We subscribe to this shit.
Don't you remember your
you, bro. That famous speech that I almost ruined with a pun. That speech.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, that, it's not that time, so.
Yeah, yeah, it's like it's not that time. That was beautiful. Someone, I think when you reached the million, showed me that.
Yeah.
And that was beautiful, bro. Even you stopping me, that was beautiful because it hit home.
I was in, I was in my feelings.
It
there,
hit bro. Home. It hit home, bro.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Because they're going to come and offer you a big paycheck to say we want either a majority stake or the whole thing.
Hey, I'm not sure, man. It's a catch 22 because it's a legacy project, you know? Because this has the possibility of outliving me, you know? Then you can take care of my
possibility.
Kids. You know, so it's safe.
And the inverse.
How do you say no
is,
to 200 million?
Yeah,
because the thing is, you started to make money for your kids to be well off.
Mm.
You could easily start something off. I mean, Elon Musk started PayPal.
PayPal,
right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
they sold it.
Mm-hmm.
And started other businesses that he sold. And now here he is with Starlink. Shout out to Kenya and all our Kenyan chillers. They're going to be enjoying Starlink there.
Mm.
South Africa, you know, corruption, bureaucracy, cold rings, and Elon Musk doesn't understand that language of cold rings.
Mm.
So it's like, oh, I'm on a diet. What do you mean, cool trick? You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, they're enjoying Starlink somewhere in Africa.
I'm on a diet.
They're enjoying Starlink somewhere in Africa. Which
What's Starlink?
It's an internet service.
Service.
Where there's like, I think maybe the whole country or big part of the country just has internet. You know the struggle we go through like with
Wi-Fi.
When we in Botswana, for example.
Yeah.
Foreigners in South Africa, for example, you know. So Starlink, it's just internet that will be available in most areas, if not all areas. Even rural people will get. But it's not. Is it free or do people pay? Please just fact check. But it's a very convenient internet service, and it's been spreading it across the world.
Oh wow!
Obviously for beautiful. A profit for money, but it's not super expensive, and that's what they're doing. So what I'm saying is, people start like. Remember, there used to be brands. I know Fila is back in the market now, but there used to be brands we used to consume growing up.
Yeah.
And then they just...
just went off
disappeared.
The...
Yeah, disappeared. Reebok, yeah, yeah, Fila, et cetera,
FUBU.
Right? FUBU. Mm-hmm. FUBU for us by us, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, for example, so some... And at times, those guys did get offers from the really big guys.
Mm.
And it's a gamble you're always going to take. I'm pretty sure Nike, Puma, and all those guys also did. But it's a, it's
crazy because
it's a risk you need to take. Are you gonna sell and then have that capital that you can create something off, or keep and make more in the future as a legacy project? So it's always tricky.
What are you saying, Fat Checker?
Starlink. You have to pay for it on a monthly basis or a yearly basis. But yes, you do pay for Starlink, and it's not only in Kenya. It's in Nigeria, Rwanda, Mozambique.
Two.
Yeah.
Hi. I mean, I ask you guys, man, our government, why are they so slow on it? Like, they're so fast on a lot of things.
A lot of bullshit.
A lot of bullshit that is far from anything that's going to change our daily fucking lives, like tobacco bills. How do you feel about erections?
I love them.
Okay. Do you love the erection of the Nelson Mandela statue? The Eastern...
Y'all are dirty.
Drop this.
I don't know. When I
oh
lose,
man,
I
it's good to be
song.
Back. Oh, it's good to be back.
Understood you so. Maralanga Ngolini.
An erection for 67 minutes, my man.
Bro, yeah, 67 minutes from that day. Our government erected a fucking Nelson
Mandela.
Another one.
Like, we don't have enough.
Like, we don't have enough. Yo. You're not building Mandela. Mandela.
Sentence.
Mandela said, all right, because we love Mandela. Sharp, but why don't you fucking build a bridge over a fucking river that the kids or a pond that kids in the Eastern Cape need to pass through to get to school? Why don't you build a school over 67 days and say, and just multiply, get to 67 somewhere in there? What's this fucking statue and erection of Mandela going to help us with?
Nothing. Listen to this. This is Sanele's prep. He goes, yesterday was Mandela Day. Members of society spent 67 minutes doing charity work in the name of President Mandela. Anelem Doda's father unveiled a new school he built in his own personal capacity. Meanwhile, our government...
One man.
Meanwhile, our government unveiled yet another statue of Nelson Mandela built from taxpayers' money. Imagine.
Nah, guys, man, guys. Imagine. By the way, it's election year next year, yeah? Oh, it's election year, guys. It's not erection year.
Election.
They might just erect another statue, though, but it's election year next year. Please,
they were like, it worked in 1994. It must work in 2024.
What is this, guys? Like, do we have a leadership vacuum? Our leaders are like... what is this? How much did that thing cost?
Yeah.
So
is there a cost?
Touch.
Please just check. Whatever, even if it's 1 million. Not 1 million. Rather you build 10 homes, guys. Rather you build 100,000 homes for 10 families. That's like literally 40 people housed.
I'm starting to feel like I think our government wants to build these things that are just not of value, to be honest, just to squander money. Because I think if they say the mission is to cover, let's say, potholes, then it's almost like, okay, why are potholes not covered? Why do we still see potholes, you know, on the roads? But if you're going to say we're erecting a statue, for all you know, like, honestly, it's all these useless projects that they're just trying to, it's just to squander money. That's it.
You're saying, fact checker?
Do you have a cost of that thing?
Okay, on the article that I saw, it said 3 million rand. But apparently there has been two new statues that were erected. According to IOL, so I'm busy reading that article.
But 3 million is still a lot.
It's a lot. You could you could change. Like I said, even if you build 30 homes with that 3 million, you could literally build 30 homes. And it's sometimes not even a lot. Remember, I asked you, why in Limpopo, like, everybody's just building big houses and stuff, and you're like, it's cheaper to build there, right? The land is granted by the chief. You could literally build 30 homes. Do you know how many people, human beings, with beating hearts are in one home? Four in one home.
But
now, times 30, how many people is that, guys? To get me, how many people is that who are going to be... enjoy the privilege or the dignity of a shelter and a roof over their heads.
Yeah.
And you're fucking building a thing that's just standing there.
That's why I say
we love Mandela. We've got lots of statues of Mandela, guys. It won't change anyone's life. They...
As I was saying, go to a Pick and Pay. Take a picture. You can follow them and tag us at Grandeur Gin, as well as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, tag Pick and Pay. TikTok, it's Pick and Pay SA.
Shout out, man. Shout out to Pick and Pay, guys. Shout out, bro. Yo.
On a lighter note, so a few weeks back, we came on the show. We're like, hey, man, we're doing Sunbed Arena. Theatre's July. With the chillers behind us. Only the chillers behind us.
The chillers, bro.
No sponsorship. No brands that want to work with us. Boom, boom, boom. But we keep it moving. But I got some good news, man. That's what I'm saying. I got to go away more, man.
Hey, man. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Please make some noise for our official sponsor for Sunbed Arena, Striped Horse.
Woo! Striped Horse.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, shout out to Striped Horse, man. I don't know who you are, but shout out to Striped Horse. Who's Striped Horse?
And
now?
They got just your flavor, man. Milk Stout. It's a brand new beer in town. I actually went to the offices before I came to the show earlier on today. They're like the white version of the podcast. Very chilled guys, man. Young guys doing dope things. When I got there in the meeting Striped at about 10, they're having beers, bro, at 10 in the morning.
Ooh.
I'm like, yeah, this is my kind of vibe, bro.
That's a dope culture.
I'm at home, yeah, man.
For real?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, shout out to
Striped Horse. We're having beers in a meeting with the CEO and everybody, dog.
Who's the CEO? Mr. Dube.
No, why?
Striped Horse.
Why Mr. Dube? It's his
Dube.
Ah, Zulu. I'm not sure if you're Zulu, Kanye. Oh, yes, it's a zebra. Oh,
no,
yes.
I was thinking.
Dube is a zebra, fam.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know that, bro.
Yeah. Of course, man. Yeah. You didn't know that.
What's a zebra in Venda?
Ah, don't stop.
Yeah, fuck down. Oh, now she wants to drag it down with her. Like.
No.
I don't know, Zulu.
Let's go
you
down.
Don't know Venda.
Let's go down to Vera.
So, cheers to Striped Horse, man.
Shout out.
Cheers to Striped Horse.
Cheers to Striped Horse.
Yes, yes.
Oh, shout out, Striped Horse.
So, they just have beer.
They got beers, but I think in the company they have other drinks as well.
Nice.
But we're pushing Striped Horse for now.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, damn, man. Striped
Horse. So they're going to be there at Sunbed Arena Theatre of July. I'll introduce you to the guys. You're going to love them, bro.
Yeah, man.
Dope guys.
I want to meet the guys.
They love it. And you know what they said? Because you know what?
I want to meet the guys. Striped Horse.
we always like, whenever we work with brands or whatever, we're always like, okay, guys, so what's going to happen when shit hits the fan? Are you going to put out a statement and leave us? Like all these other brands have done in the past. Yeah, yeah. They're like, no, bro, we love you guys so much. And their tagline is, no BS, just beer.
no BS, just, so I must have one beer.
No, no BS.
Oh, BS. No BS.
No, BS is bullshit.
Also that, no BS, just one beer.
Oh shit, I never thought about it like this.
Yeah. I never thought about it, no BS. Nah, shout out, bro. Shout out to one.
So they're like, yo, bro, we're with you guys till the wheels come off, man.
Why you care? Until white horse, type horse. So if I should look up, I'm a colored. Yeah, should look up colored one, striped horse. Shout out, man.
Anyway,
premium, rich and creamy. Guys, this is a dope stout, eh?
You like it, man? I know.
You know, I'm a stout fan. Yeah, I like stout.
What's going on with Lady Zamar, guys?
Yeah, what's going on? I saw she posted a long tweet about. I think what's been happening. I remember she was at. I know she was at the, not the Durban July. It was a soccer. Oh, rugby. Now. She just read all her recent public performance post was at the rugby. I think we're playing New Zealand, was it? Or Australia?
Mm-hmm. No one watches rugby.
Everyone just drinks and wakes up in this podcast. But there was, she was performing there. And then shortly, the following day, she's posting that people are not letting her forget the whole Sjava thing, what went down between her and Sjava. And then she did a video addressing the voice notes that was leaked of her and Sjava. I can't remember it now.
Oh, I remember that voice note.
Yeah, but she was just essentially saying that, she's being haunted by this thing long after it happened, etc. Yeah. And people are not letting it go. So obviously, whenever she's going to announce anything or post anything on social media, it's like, example, if Kelly Kumalo posts anything,
Does she even still post? I haven't seen
they're going to talk about Sens or the murder and everything. So it's that has eventually gotten to her, and she wants to tell her own story.
Mm.
And I'm going to believe this podcast is open.
We've invited her countless of times. Hey, you invited her again?
Oh, we invited her again.
Yeah. We'll see.
But she refused. Did she refuse? She's not sure.
She's warming up to it. She didn't respond.
Because even her social media post won't do her justice. And that's the problem with these guys, right? These celebrities, they either going to post on social media, it won't do them justice, or they'll go on a different platform and it may not do them justice as well, as opposed to coming here and just speaking your truth.
But, dude,
if she doesn't want to come, she doesn't want to come, man.
Also, we're not entitled. On, like, we don't own people's voices. You know, if they want to use it somewhere else, it's fine.
Speak on the mic, please, sorry.
Oh, yes, you're not on the mic.
Yeah, you were saying?
No, I was just saying at the time when she couldn't come, I think it was more of a label thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at the time. They said that she'd come when she releases some music.
So
also talk about music.
Oh, she'd come
when
she releases.
She just refuse, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, so right now I'm just waiting for her because I directed a message to her at this time around. I'm hoping that she does respond because I also made it clear to her what Saul is saying, that we are a big platform. She can come and share her story, you know, her own version, exactly, her own version of events, you know.
Mm.
And we are really a big platform. A lot of people are going to get to hear her and maybe extend some sympathy towards her, because I think at this point, it sounds like she's not in a good space, you know. So maybe if people can hear from her, you know, see her, hear her voice, maybe.
Did she say she wants to commit suicide?
She was asking if are people going to be happy? Will they get... Oh, there's an English word that's skipping me now. But will they be appeased when she committed suicide? Mm. Or will they get that gratification when she commits suicide? Is that what's going to make them content and whole and happy? Is that what they want to drive her to suicide? So the platform is here. And likewise, because we're not a platform that discriminates against anyone. With Java as well, the platform has always been...
It's Java, forget about him, man.
I know, but what I'm saying is, after maybe his Lady Zamar comes on, he'll want a right of reply. And
Java can eat a dick, man.
Thing is, wait. Java just denied.
Ujama.
Bro, that guy, remember I shot an episode with him.
Tell the story of the episode. I don't know if you told. So Strava was told that Mac G wants to come and interview you, right? And it was, oh, damn, Mac G, shout out. Lekker. Then yeah. What happened when you got there?
So when I got there, he thought I was Mac G, the fashion designer.
The other one.
The one part of two bunnies with the mask.
But
DJ, yeah, he's a fashion designer, yeah. And he knows Java's fashion forward.
Bro, but we ended up recording, bro. Beautiful episode. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So you were
bro.
Like, oh, now that you're here, let's just record.
Yeah. So we recorded. After that, we even chilled, had some beers. Tabang was shooting. They got along really well and even gave him some of his jackets. There's some jackets Tabang liked. It's us Java. He gave them to Java.
Nice.
And then he asked me, like, yo, please don't put it up, you know, until this case is done. God, ah, cool, bro. No problem. I'll respect your wishes, not an issue, right? And then the case got dropped. So I'm like, hey, dude, do you give me the green light to drop the episode? He's like, nah, bro, I still don't feel comfortable. I'm like, ah, cool, no stress, my dog. And then now, they were pushing the album with Big Zulu.
Yeah.
So Big Zulu was game to come. Yeah, it was game to come on the podcast. And then Java still said no, because he feels like when he does interviews, they twist his words. And he feels like we're gonna do that.
Twist
but I'm like, but dog, like. But what I'm saying is, like, bro, we've shot an episode together. So you know the
Your
vibe.
Your words weren't twisted.
At all, right? And you asked me not to put it up. I didn't. Out of respect, dog. I could easily put it up for views.
Yeah, yeah, because you shot it, you're done. Yeah. Your time, your thing is, I mean, these guys, I wasn't there back then. You pay these guys, you know what I mean?
You understand
you pay them
what I'm
for their
saying?
Time. You paid Aya, who, okay, it wasn't Aya doing the sound then because he joined after me. You paid Dinga, I'm assuming, who was doing the sound.
No, I was doing sound.
He was doing sound.
I was doing sound.
Oh, shit, okay. Yeah. Cool. So he didn't pay much. So, hey, maybe if we had a sound guy. He was going to.
Just...
but I get you. Like, you took your time and resources to make it happen, and you still gave him the right to say, don't put it up or put it up. And he said, don't put it up. And you respected that.
Mm. So that's out of all
And you didn't
people,
change his words. You didn't.
Zero
we never talk. Change people's guys. We don't edit things here on the podcast. Particularly interviews. Mm. If someone says,
remove this.
Ah, and also we give them the right to remove things. Even, what's her name?
Natasha.
Natasha Tahane. Even her, we said, what do you want removed? The manager was eating. It's fine. It's, I love it. Give me more wings. When it comes, remember, give me more wings. I don't change shit. Perfect example. Focalistic.
Yes.
He said, oh, you guys are canceled. I don't want anything to do with you. Don't play my interview.
I don't know. Can't speak shit about Focalistic. I got a song coming out with him.
Oh, you then you're like Strava. Focalistic said we mustn't put his song on. I know he came around now. He's cool. I'm cool with him. We're cool with Focalistic. But
yeah, during that mess, he said mustn't post his.
Yeah, when we were getting dragged and cancelled, it was a week after we'd shot him or 2 weeks before we had dropped
at his
him.
House.
At his house. And he said, don't drop the interview. It's a bad look for his brand.
And, we're like, oh, cool.
And we respected it. So, man, and Java was so cool. When I see Java, we're family.
Me too, bro.
So it's not even personal.
It's not even
It's just
personal.
Professionally.
I mean, after that, I saw him at the car wash once in Midrand when we chat and we spoke.
But we're not that platform. If he says he wants to come on for a right of reply, we'll give him stuff.
Of course.
We'll give him.
It's job. But I'm saying, like, mustn't, like, beg him now. Like,
no,
we've
we'll
done,
never
we've
beg.
Done
no,
all
we don't
we can.
Beg for interviews. Yeah. One thing we don't do is beg for interviews, guys. Yeah. I mean, Bongani Zungu, remember, we sent him a thing and he declined. And like, that's fine. It's cool.
Yeah.
You know, and one of many. So we don't beg for interviews.
Yeah, where's that board, man? We must have a list of everyone who's declined. So, you know.
No, but let's not do that. That's gonna they'll say, ah, they're entitled. They're saying they're not entitled, but they are. Now they're shaming those. You know, it's fine, man. We're all good, bro. So many people reject us for interviews. It's so weird. You know, I think that's why we need to branch off and do the guys abroad, man, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe to
what's going on with this Kavalungu song?
Kavalungu.
Funny story. Before you go on, it's Kavalungu, né? So Mac comes to me in Botswana, like, yo, man, download this song. It's like, download this song. Guys, DJs, please learn DJ etiquette. It's 8 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
P.M.
The party's going to go on till 2, 3 a.m. right? Obviously, Mek and I are the headliners. Mek comes to me, like, download this song, Kavalung, because I had my laptop. You know, hotel room, download the song. As soon as I download it, I'm like, it's done downloading it. The DJ, and it's the biggest song in the country. So yeah, there's a thing, like, you can still play all the hit. You can't
They played Nigga like four times.
Guys, everybody played Nigga like four times.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, guys, it's not even the peak of the party. And it's like the craft and the art of building for DJs or for the guys, not even for DJs, for the guys playing later on, is gone. Everybody wants to play the 1 a.m. song.
Yeah, but you can't blame early. The DJs, bro. You must blame the promoters. Why are they booking those guys?
Because those guys are going to pay, like, the opening guys. Those are the guys who are they going to pay? Who are they going to book?
Bro, the last time we were in Botswana, they curated the lineup nicely. They had Lula Cafe on. He played his Afro tech style. Ooh,
that R&B guy. Yeah, then the R&B and gave him a compliment.
Yeah, and then we jumped on. So you can't blame the DJs.
True.
And also, if you know I play hits back to back, don't book me and put me at 5.
But it's also a nice challenge sometimes because it's like, okay. And then you just realize, oh, fuck, there were hits last year that still slap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no one wants to play Abomvelo.
Sure.
And Bells.
Yeah, got you, yeah.
Fuck, Vigro Deep, Africa Rise. There's so many other hits you realize, but it's still not cool, man, to as a DJ to play these
things. Lady, are you here today, man? What's going on?
Here.
You haven't said a word,
no,
man.
Oh, sorry. She's got an interview.
What's going on, Ghost Lady?
Interview?
She's been very quiet. Am I the only one who thinks she's been quiet? She's hardly said a word.
She's nervous.
What's going on?
I'm not nervous.
Okay, what's happening at 8? Okay, guys, we're recording on the evening.
Yes.
It's almost 8 now.
Yeah, I'm supposed to have a meeting.
It's a Wednesday.
An interview, actually.
Meeting?
No, it's an interview with Cozy.
Ukozi
FM! Job interview!
No! I went in La Sol.
What? So, a radio interview?
Yes.
No, that's a job interview.
So why are you nervous? Why are you nervous?
No, because we were recording. So it's like, I have to kind of...
Answer. Let's okay. Listen to the interview now.
Fucking do the interview live.
Yeah, do it live.
No, do it live. Please do it live. Please.
We don't have content anyway.
Yes, please. Please do it live. No, just do it live.
Yeah, just do it live.
So better make a call.
No.
We got all the time.
No, do it live. Please do it live. Please, like, that's... No, please. Dude, you're not gonna... In fact, you can tell them, hey, guys, I'm recording. You're a podcaster. It's the coolest thing to do. You've got a license to say anything on any platform, especially being interviewed.
That's wrong.
Like, dude, you're a podcaster. We're actually recording podcasts and chill. They'll be very excited, actually.
Okay. They probably might end up wanting to talk to us.
Yeah, they might say, hey,
exactly.
They might say, I got your body like this in real life. Bring salt. Bring me. Nah, I'm kidding. We'll let you shine. We'll tell them, no. It's good for his time now. No, take it live.
You gotta take it live. We'll take it live when the call comes. Are they calling you now?
No.
Okay, when the call comes.
When the call comes, just take it live.
Yeah.
Take it live.
So what's going on with the song?
Valungu. Yeah, oh yeah, say it, man. Thank goodness you brought us back to track. It got removed from...
back to track.
hey, Vomek.
Yeah,
it got removed from all streaming
Crazy,
platforms.
Eh?
I saw that on Twitter coming back from Botswana now on Tuesday. Removed. Spotify, YouTube, removed. And obviously, it's a famous sample. I mean, it's an old song. It's a tonga.
I think that song,
it's an old song, ne?
Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah.
Hey, that song is
a smash.
And it came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, boy. Mek comes to download this song. So after download, I know this song. I just didn't know the name. Now it got removed and it was like one of the top most 10 listened to on Apple Music. I remember checking. Even Spotify as well. Big song.
Fact checker?
Yes, fact checker.
I would like to just add that there hasn't been any articles in regards to it. It's only Sunday World and Twitter that have stated that the song has been removed on streaming platforms.
Without a reason why.
Yes.
It has to be the sample, guys.
The family is was actually the ones who were fighting against the song being remaked or remixed, according to Sunday World.
But also, I'm not saying families must just allow anyone to remix songs, but I don't get why the family can't just listen to the song on merit. And as much as they may think the song is bastardized, because, you know, there's some brands that when you take their things and you remake them, and then they come out in a form that they don't appeal to. But it appeals to young people, it appeals to us. We're not even that young, but it's a hit, like we're saying. And you can still eat from. So it's like, well, everybody wins, right? Just everybody wins.
Maybe they want also full control. Maybe they don't have enough control.
True. But also, then again, also, if the guy, the maker, I don't know, please, I don't know, maybe it's a tall order, but just check who did the song and
let's give them their flowers.
If he's still alive, yeah, and give them their flowers as well. If they're not, it's... No, the original guy.
Okay, his name is Peter Dinet. I'm not sure if that's how you say it, though.
Okay.
But it's spelled PETATEANET.
Hey, answer, Coast Lady. Where you going? Where you going? Answer.
Coast Lady.
Where you going?
They're calling you.
Answer.
Ay, man.
Oh,
you have betrayed the chillers.
Because you're famous now.
She doesn't want to.
Oh, now you're famous.
She doesn't want to fuck up a cozy pack. The Coast Lady was always grilling me about Kaya. Every chance she gets, I hope she gets the job of Kaya. Who am I going to be there? I want to learn.
Okay, go, Coast Lady. You're famous now.
We are Saba.
Guys, let's connect to Ukozi. Streaming.
Yes.
Let's connect
to Ukozi. Yes. Connect to Ukozi. Fucking hell. Yo, Ukozi, tell us about streaming. No, stream. I'm going to see me. But Emma was still like, what's the journey? Emma was still like, what's your stream? Oh, fucking hell.
Let's go on the website or something.
No, I'm trying. Yeah, I got it.
All right, cool.
Who got it?
Connect.
Connect so that it's live. Connect, anyone can hear. Guys, we want to listen to your interview.
Online radio, ne? Can't you connect to the Bluetooth, yeah? Poison? Yeah, let's connect it to here, Doc, so you get a clear feed. Connect to the roadcaster. Yeah. Roadcaster. That sounds like an ad. Oh, it's the news. Yeah.
Oh, it's news.
Yeah, then it's her.
Hey, man, what are we?
Roadcaster.
Oh, Roadcaster Pro.
Roadcaster Pro. Then we'll get a nice feed.
A nice feed.
Does Ghost Lady have a manager now? Are you managing her, Dudu? You are getting there.
You are still trying to... You are pitching.
Oh, you want to start beer?
It says unsuccessful. Yo, someone try to connect. It says unsuccessful, please.
Okay. Oh, someone try to connect.
Just connect, dog. Hey, Lamazulu, man.
Are we just doing a podcast?
Our two Lamanji Lamazulu. Hey, man, Lamazulu. Yeah.
Jeez.
No. I'm going to talk to you.
Okay, I'm connected.
I'm connected. Yeah,
I'm connected.
Thank you.
With what website do I go to?
Just Google Ukozi FM.
Oh, okay.
Listen live. How come to torture? How? Sex support. Nigga, moral support.
When are you doing an interview, Fat Check? What?
Yeah, Fat Check. But can you, Ghost Lady, what's making you nervous? Like, is it being on Ukozi? Because as a Zulu person from KZN, it's that station? Or, hey, ulakhele mikele seka la. Azangaza akubheka la, ngishaya ukubheka le. Ah, got the can. Ghost Lady, oi. What's making you so nervous?
No, I was saying, what's making me nervous was the time. Because I literally, my plan was that I'll be home so that I can be able to focus on the interview. Because it's going to be a whole, like, it's almost an hour. So
I've got time. Don't worry.
That's why I just got a bit like...
Spirit, aren't you getting feet from me? Sorry.
Cool. Let's continue the show. And then please listen there. No, when it starts, let us know and then we'll put it up. She went to the toilet.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
Just listen there. When it starts, or are you going to listen? Yeah. You listen, eh? When the interview starts, let us know and then we'll continue the show, man.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah. So, sample and then he's good to go, man.
I think it's sample, bro. I think it's sample. And the thing is, a lot of piano artists do sample a lot of artists. It just never gets picked up sometimes.
Yeah, they usually don't re-sing it. Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes they re-sing, which you can get away with. Mm. You know what I mean? If you re-sing, and sometimes you can replay, you know, notes, with musical notes. You can replay something, but in a different key.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you've still replayed Summer Days, for example, and stuff. But if you take the wave, which is the actual sound, and you chop it, or you speed it up or slow it down to fit your tempo, and then, you, like, just say you slow it down to 112, 113,
like last.
Piano. Mm. Yes.
Tony Braxton.
Yes. Mm. You see, that's what he did, Burna Boy.
Which he had to pay, Tony.
That's a chopped sample. So you're taking part of the original creative work and you are applying it there. It's like, for example, if someone were to do a but they got someone who can say it in your voice, but it's not your voice. In fact, case study was DJ Smooth with Remember When It Rains.
Yes.
So initially, Remember When It Rains, Stethoscope, who's Tear from Forslo, boy of mine, sampled Josh Groban, Remember When It Rains. I don't know the original song, what it's called. And did that, give it to Smooth Sharp. But for the release and even the video, I know they then got a South African opera singer and he sang it, some colored guy. He re-sang the words. So you see there already, you can skip a lot of the paperwork and stuff. You know, possibly there's some stuff you need to account for, but it's not as much as with the original. Great, another great a case study, it's Nick Holder with Summer Days.
Yeah.
He sampled Pat Metheny, the Pat Metheny group, jazz group, and the song was called Slip Away. If you Google Pat Metheny, Slip Away, it's Summer Days.
Huh.
It's a bimba. He sampled that and he doesn't make a cent from it. Or if he does, it's nothing compared to what he ought to have made if he got the rights and they were generous. Because you can still get the rights and they'll still say, because they can listen. Like in his case, he sped up the song, added a bass line, and added drums, house drums. That was maybe literally it. Everything else was just, well, when I sometimes don't find instrumentations on the song or compositions, and ukapa the original melody.
Yeah.
So it's nothing new or different. We're a kapa, it's just accompanying, you know, riffs and melodies. And sometimes the original maker will be like, but still, you know, it's not much. Which he didn't do much. It's an amazing song, beautiful song. And it was genius of him to sample it. And that's where the genius lies. But intellectual property-wise, someone could say, we see the genius and the inspiration. But on paper or on the musical score, what did he do? Spread out the song, edit a drum, and which is similar to this song.
Gagalavunga.
It's just very similar, you know what I mean? He pianorized it commercially, but it sounds so beautiful and it connects with the people, like Summer Days. But if you don't get the paperwork done, you can literally get it stripped away from you. Or they could just let you, like SARS, they could let you rock, make the money rock on, then they come knocking, Coco, you owe us this much and you want everything because you didn't clear the sample. So it's...
Ah, then they will say Macaquin, baby.
Hey.
I'll say Macaquin.
It's haunting.
How crazy is this, man? There was a gas explosion now in Brie.
I saw that.
Yeah, it split the road in two parts, bro. Crazy shit happening. Look at this, man.
Like, so the gas explosion, you're going to put the images up on the videos.
It was an underground gas explosion.
And there was another one now in Boksburg.
Is it?
Yeah. Is this like, there was another one like the other week in Boksburg where people died. But that's wild, man. I hope no one lost their lives because I saw taxis. I'm a quantum, I'm a big guy, boy. Hey, when the middle of the road, it's open, the crevices.
Dude, when last when you in town, bro? Like, it's like a different country, bro, when you go there, man.
Oh, when you go to town, it's a different world, bro.
When last were you there, Simpiu? Hey, bro, it's like a different world, bro.
I think it's when you drop me off.
When?
When I still used to be in Hill, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you bought I'm a Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, it was too much, yeah. It's been bro, it's a different world.
Do you guys just have a moment, like...
No, I'm just saying when he dropped me off. He doesn't want to admit that like, he dropped me off. He was like, when he used to drop me off as well. Yeah, man, like, it's a different world. Bro, South Africa's a different world, bro. Like, whenever you go to places, even when you go to a township, like, you will leave the suburb maybe at 10 in the morning and go to Vosloo. It's a different world.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
And we are the biggest, the haves and the have-nots.
Is the thing started yet? Oh, it hasn't started.
With the biggest gap in the world.
Yeah.
And it makes sense now. Different worlds.
Congratulations to Zenzo Ngobe. He's an actor who's esteemed. He's best known for his role on Tsotsi, Rhythm City, and The River. He just won the Best Actor Award at the recently held International Black and Diversity Film Festival in Canada.
Wow.
Shout out to
what's
him, man.
Zenzo?
Zenzo Ngobe.
Ngobe.
Yeah.
Shout out, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That sounds massive, bro.
Yo, raising the flag, man. Shout out, bro.
Yeah, no.
Shout out. Another guy raising the flag, I had this like 2 weeks ago, but I forgot about it. Please Google... Fact checker, Vincent Ntunja.
Vincent Ntunja, tell us more.
He's in the NBA, like as an assistant
coach.
Whoa,
for real? South African guy?
NBA assistant coach or part of the technical team, yeah?
Mm.
Yeah, bro. I think he deserves a mega shout out.
Damn, bro. That's massive, bro.
That is fucking massive. I mean, do we have players in the NBA?
Not that I know of.
I know that Shifuluka or whatever. What's his name? But it's like, ancestry, maybe Botswana, South African, but he's not really like born and bred here and went to go play in South Africa. And we've got a culture of basketball. It never gets the spotlight shone on it. But in Cape Town, I know there's like players there, league there. And even in Joburg, there used to be a league around Terrefontein where there'd be matches and stuff. But it never really gets the spotlight.
Why did you move, Ghost Lady? I mean, Fed Checker, she's sitting by the coach lady now.
She got the lifetime opportunity. Fed Checker got the opportunity. Yes, guys, Fed Checker. Like, literally, that's her station. Say, Ala, laptop, Ila. Say, last time I fact, we just guesswork, guessing. Meanwhile, she's sitting there ready to go.
I mean, I think when we hire people, now, I must ask them, what do you want to be?
What are your ambitions?
What are your ambitions?
Like, what do you see yourself?
Where do you see?
If I give you this job, 5 years down the line, what do you see yourself? Is that on record? Are you willing to sign next to that?
Because soon when I'm not available, Tibula will be like, no, I can fill in, my man.
Tibula.
I think I've shot enough podcasts to know how this thing works.
Are we good?
Are you fucking up the cable?
Oh shit.
Jesus Christ. I didn't mind about the cables, man. I was telling us it's fine now, no? It's fine. Thank you, bro.
Anyway, anything else I'm missing out, dog?
Fact checker the facts. Oh, great.
Wait, hold on. Your mic is off, yeah? Yeah, just start again.
Yeah, Vincent Ntunja. He has been selected to be an assistant coach at the Minnesota Timberwolves.
And they play in the NBA.
Yes, that's an NBA team.
Wow, bro. Yeah. So that's another shout out, man.
And we're going to be chatting to our new hosts for the AMA 2000 podcast.
Yeah.
They're going to be joining us shortly. But when is the interview starting? I think Ghost Lady was lying, bro.
Spira, you're not messing us up because it's 27 past 8.
They're still playing music.
Ah, bro, she just wanted to leave early, bro. This interview is not happening.
She's been so awkward the whole day. Like, literally 3 hours. Well, 5, because lady was shaking. Like, dude, like, relax. Come on, you're just on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's being, like, awkward and nervous, eh?
Oluyimbang nomsakazo. Now,
let's hear our queen. Let's hear our queen. She must represent us. So, what is laughing at us?
Hey.
Ghost lady, tashali figile. Paga.
Agungabe loko. Ungapendulu tinwena la aponje. Pagat kom sagazo. Namangayo. Nen. Umsakazo osaloku uzoba nayo unique ngenxa yokuthi kukhona lezi zinto nje eza nazo uma uyiqhathanisa nawo ama podcast.
What are they saying, man? I just heard podcasts.
Khona njengo Ghost Lady. Uyazwakala umbuzo?
Uyazwakala umbuzo. Ngiyakubingelela nje nami. Ngiyajabula ukuba sokhozini. Ukuphendula nje lo mbuzo ofungubuzile ukuthi i-podcast inendawo yayo nayo and inabaningi abantu abayilandelayo abayithandayo and same thing nayo i-radio. Iyohlale nje nayo ihamba phambili njengeyabantu isiteshi njengeukhozi FM akaze kushintshe ukuthi shikithi ngoma sikhona ama-podcast hhayi abantu abasalaleli i-radio olwesiikhona kwama-podcast ngisto-refer back to i-radio siyayithanda at the end of the
dayyawo
ama-podcast just that manje sekuba more options ukuthi nje abantu
bakujabulisiemausitela sebacimile
Yeah. Ophendula kahle umbuzo siyabonga kakhulu. Kuningi engifisa ukubuza ngizazi kuzoqala phi. Kodwa mhlawumbe ngiqale kutheni sinihalalisele njengepodcast and chill ukuthi nithole ama subscribers angaphezu kuka 1 million inqopha mlando.
Awusibonge ekhosini lapha. Ukhoza lomaphikaphiko.
Lohlobo njengoba nihamba phambili e-Afrika yonkana sinishayela izandla siyanibongela kakhulu ninamuphi umuzwa njengoba uyingxenye ye-team ye-podcast and chill emva kwa-1 million subscribers
yazi nami nginokujabula njena nakuqala I think mangijoyina i-podcast ngayijoyina besiku just after we reached 10,000.
Just after we reached it had too much figure. She made history. Ukhozi FM history. Authenticity. Oh, I lose span.
And that's why we can sit here and celebrate 1 million subscribers.
That's why
we should sikhuluma no Ghost Lady, uyingxenye podcast and chill podcast ihamba phambili izwekazi laseAfrika yonkana. Unga hashtag uthi ubusuku obuhle ku Twitter noma uthi hashtag ukhosi.
Sebayivala bazoqinisa.
Ngizongena kuma episode mhlawumbe akuhlaba umxhwele most memorable.
Yo yamthema ke manje.
Uma sikhuluma ngawo kodwa njenge Ghost Lady njengoba kukuncane kangaka esikwaziyo ngawe okuningi nanjengoba umlalele zozwa kule nkulumo okuningi sizokhuluma maqondana nawe ne-podcast lokhu kuyinhloso ukuthi vela ufisa ukuthi kwazeke okuningi ngawe ufisa ukuthi ube a little bit more private noma uyithayimile lento ukuthi emva kwesikhathi esithile kuyovela kwaziwe kabanzi njengokuthi nje mangizokubuza umbuzo ukuthi ngaphambi kokuthi uyijoyine i-podcast wena ubuwenzani kuphi njalo njalo ngiyakhumbula befonela ubaba wakho bebuza umbuzo othile ngeibhamu ngase ngithola lapho ukuthi KwaZulu-Natal ngiyakhumbula futhi ukuthi mabengenasi istudio kwakusetshenziswa umuzi wakho nomyeni wakho awusitshile nje kafushane kodwa nanokuthi khona inhloso ngokuthi ube u-ghost kangaka
njengoba ngisho uma ngiqala So I like the idea, yeah, a ghost lady. Really, I had no intention to put in the tongue with camera. Like, let your voice be heard. As much as you are interested in Chati, and you can be Kayana.
Let's go in the back and say, Ukaba, man!
Let's go.
But as much as you are over-educating any subject. You need to read as Kulumela, we have one. So I like this thing. What I know, at least I can still maintain a life here. I mean, you would see, because I'm just to go back to my own little life.
What's that big word? Authenticity.
How do they know we're listening to them? Did you tell them?
Why?
They knew that we're listening to the show.
How did they do?
I don't know.
No, I didn't. But you heard me. I didn't say a word.
Yeah, they knew.
What did they say?
They just didn't you hear them?
Oh, you know why? Because. They went to the sport break.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a spot break, yeah, actually, yeah. Adverts. And then in the ad, the producer is like, "Eh, Ghost Lady, are you still fine?"
Yeah.
Then she was like, "Yeah, I'm with Saul here." Then I'm like, "Yes, chakalas."
Oh, okay.
And then I think the guy quickly told the guy on air, the producer, that, "Oh, they're listening to us." But I didn't say anything on air, man. It's her spotlight.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, you know, rain on her parade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. Let's chat to the 2000s. Bring them.
Where are the children now?
Panduka.
My nigga.
They said listen to the fucking kids, bro.
Listen to the Bantwizi.
Bantwana,
Bantwizi.
And that's exactly...
What are you guys on? Please vote with that spirit next year. You need that spirit. Vote with it.
So if you remember, man, a few weeks back, we're like, hey, wouldn't it be cool to start a podcast for 2000? So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the newest addition to the Podcast and Chill family!
So these are officially the last bonds of Podcast and Chill. Yeah.
Do you guys, did you get a name? Did you come up with a name yet?
Yeah, we have a name.
Yeah, what's the name?
Bantwizi.
That's not who we are.
Okay, what's the name you settled on?
We are Spreading Humors.
Spreading Humors.
Yes.
Oh, so you went with that humors. One.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Spreading Humors.
Yes.
Yeah, like not rumors, but humor. Humors.
Like we're talking about people's dabas, but we're adding spice and funniness.
Is that the effect for spreading humor?
Spreading humor.
So they're launching this coming Sunday, 3 p.m. That's a new home slot, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Excited for that. But just explain, like, from you, Seema, who you are, what you're all about, just to the chillers and, you know, all that stuff.
Hey, guys, it's your girl, Seema, your favorite TikToker, your favorite Instagrammer, and now one of your favorite hosts for Can I Gang? So yes, man, I'm the main host for Spreading Humors, and yeah, man, I'm a content creator, musician, and
What do you do on TikTok?
I make skits.
Oh, dope. And those are huge. Now, how many followers you got?
I have 1.7 million.
And we're excited about 1 million, dog. We out here like it's the end of the world.
Grown up problems. Jesus Christ. Whoa. And what music do you make?
Piano.
Oh, wow. Nice one. Yeah, so, yeah. Sima short for Smakaleng, Smangele.
One of these funny names.
All right. Smakaleng is not a funny name. It's a name.
Smamkele.
Oh, Simamkele, oh, we've welcomed her.
Yeah. How, like how you welcome
how poetic, me. Right? Yes. Oh, shout out. Oh, the chillers will welcome you.
Who have you worked with music-wise?
Master KG.
Wow.
Who else? Soon Tyler, I see you.
Hey!
Oh, I see what you did. You see what you did. Soon Tyler, I see you. Well, Chasey.
And yeah, man, many more soon.
Yo, everybody wants to work with Tyler now, bro.
Yo, bro.
He's got the touch.
He's
yeah. Yeah.
And you, my dog?
My name is Zile Wizila Mazenzela Machinchila Mola Madinde with Doodit. And she. So yeah, man, I'm basically like a YouTuber, TikToker, basically an all-round comedian. I started also doing stand-up comedy. There's two shows already. And
dope.
The other things they must watch on Sunday 3 p.m., you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that they can see how things are going to be, you know what I'm saying? Me, now I'm just like, I'm going to pay. I'm going to pay. Yeah, now I'm just purely paying from Limpopo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah,
bro.
As long as there's no pop in the conversation, don't include me.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
That's how I am.
Shut up.
Give us a joke, though, since you're here.
My nephew's a comedian.
Give them a joke, my nephew.
Like, you can't just dance on the spot, man. You can't dance. It's giving dance, something like that. We can't do that, man.
I remember seeing you on a show that was on YouTube that was pretty dope, man.
Oh, I YouTubed in. Tato Rampage.
Yeah, that was dope, man.
That was so nice, even though. Yeah, it was so nice, man.
Even though what?
There was a lot of...
And you were the star of the show, ne? If I may say so.
I was chilling. All the time, ne? Like I said, if there's no pop, don't include me. People are fighting about other things. Even today, that show, I sang Hunter sometimes. Hey. Man, how did I survive this thing? But it was a dope concept. I really like it. Mm-hmm. And I hope it doesn't miss me next time. Mm. And yeah, man. You guys deserve a show. You should also do a reality show.
Yo, our lives are so boring.
Is it?
Yeah, man. I was complaining about my plants today. That the snow killed my plants. So you can imagine the reality show of that.
I was complaining about my back. Hey, man.
As we complain about what's my next video on TikTok, on YouTube, or things.
Yeah,
man. Plug, soul, our man. Can you do like that and get box? Can you do a snow tapita plug, man? Like what, man? Soul, come on. No.
I never cheesy.
No, man.
But I think that's why, for me, I'm so excited about your show because I saw the pilot, man. And I think it's something fresh, it's dope. I mean, people are tired of hearing us talk about our kids. You know what I mean? Like, we need a fresh voice.
A retirement home.
Yeah.
One fresh
content. Yeah.
The kids, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you pull up in a Porsche at your matric. What was it? Matric dance. What was it?
It was my first year of school.
Whoa. Wow.
First year.
This is Yanda Woods, by the way. So.
Yeah, the name sounds so familiar. Yeah. How many followers do you have on TikTok?
Way. On TikTok, I have a small account. I have like 20,000.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We all start somewhere. I mean,
yeah, but what is the name? Where's the name from? Is what I'm trying to get. Like, where's the name
Yanda
from?
Yanda Woods. It's from my favorite artist, Lil Uzi.
Oh, Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, yeah.
So how's Yanda Woods, Lil Uzi?
No, I'm sure at some point I was going around saying, no, Uzi's my dad, things like that. You know, when you're young, you say all these rap artists are your dad and things like that. Yeah, so it's like, oh, Uzi's my dad, and then
I thought you were gonna talk about like Jordan Woods or something.
No.
Like,
I'm thinking. But my chat is, you guys got to say cool intros and I didn't.
Say yours. Let's go.
No, you guys said, I'm a content creator. What? I wanna see what I do.
Yeah.
Okay, so, hi guys. Where do I look? Where's the camera?
Hey. Yeah, that one.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, that's for you.
That's
all yours.
Zoom in on me, not Saul, because hey.
No, it's fine. They zoom in.
Not Malum Saul.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, Malum Saul. And Malum Mekji. Yeah, Abu Malum.
Malum's on mics.
Ooh, okay.
On deck.
Let me say
and,
my
and Prince is our father and Michael Jackson.
Oh, no.
What?
Prince and Michael Jackson are our fathers, not rappers.
You don't know Prince.
Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie is my dad.
Purple Rain.
You know Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie. Do not Lionel Richie. That's my dad.
They're confused.
Thinking about the posh.
Not giving my intro.
Let's go.
What's up, everybody? My name is Yanda Woods. Yanda Woods on your screen. What am I? I'm a businesswoman. I'm the CEO and founder of Yanda Woods Management. It's a recruitment agency. I'm a franchisee at Legends Barber, and I'm an influence on the side.
Wait, you own a Legends Barber?
Whoa. I'm wearing the shirts because I just came back from work.
Damn. Which one is yours? Which branch?
In Sandridge. Guys, please go cut at Sandridge. Also, you guys also need to go there.
So it's your baby.
It's my baby.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. It's my child. Yeah.
That's incredible. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Damn!
And you're a franchisee already.
Damn! Hey, these kids move different. I told you.
They're the future, man.
We must listen
to
the kids.
Yeah, they're the future. Damn.
Let's talk about the show, man. Like I said, I watched the pilot. Fucking amazing, bro. You're going to love it. The energy is great.
Send me, man. Yeah.
What can people expect on the show this Sunday, man?
To be honest, they're basically going to start knowing us, you know what I'm saying? And also, they're going to laugh. That's one thing for sure. And some of the things, like about our social media life, you know what I'm saying? We have Sima here. Then we're going to also unwind, you know what I'm saying? Some of the things that they always wanted to know about everyone here, more deep, or how can an 18-year-old become a CEO?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They can still come learn about those things, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Megdi, can I ask you?
Yeah.
Ever since, like, you did shuffling stuff and everything, have you worked with a CEO on your podcast?
Yeah. Have you worked with one?
Like the person who was hosting with you, was it a CEO or something?
No.
You've never, yeah, at least...
Of registered company. Of registered company. Yes, exactly. Not proper making money.
Yes.
But they just registered.
Yeah, I've made history.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically that's everything. And it's not about only your kids must be the only people to watch. They must come learn about this. Do you know what there is?
What's that? Matthew?
Exactly. Watch on Sunday.
Hey,
yeah.
So why on Sundays, by the way? Why on Sundays?
Hey, Reese.
Because
it's grown up.
It's not even about, you know, when Reese is on a guy.
Sure.
You said hey, Reese.
I said Reese.
Malum Sol. Malum Sol.
Oh, he'll see you on
Resistance.
Rizla.
Okay.
It's okay.
You'll
know about it on Sunday.
It's
okay.
I'm
content. Show, so why on Sunday, guys? Why did you choose Sunday?
I think Sundays is like the best time because, I mean, like, everyone's chilling at home, doing nothing. And everyone is back from church.
Nice.
Everyone's just chilling. You know, they're waiting for their shows to start. Come on, 5, you know. Mm-hmm. So at least for my 3, everyone's watching our show. And
all church.
Yeah, actually, people go to church. So there's people that go to church.
I stopped going to church. I won't lie, man. I stopped at like 15 or something.
And that's
when
you need to.
You know when you can tell your mom, I need more sleep. And she's like, okay, I'm going. So then you just take advantage of that.
I'm glad, or I'm not the first time we agree on something. Lina has stopped. God is everywhere, guys.
Mm. Even in our beds. Thank you, bro.
God is everywhere. As long as you can just add groove and you can pray, God, I'm here, please. That's a lot.
Simple.
You just need a window to say, God, I want born a little no more. I get to work more, guy, please. That's all you need.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's very like when I got the SMS.
Yeah.
Shout out to Robert Boy. I just want to say because he's the one who.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I was so happy. I had to go watch the podcast when you guys reached 1 million. You know what I'm saying? Like God works in mysterious ways because you guys were like now you are a full boat. Like you're a full boat. You're a powerhouse. And you just said, you know what? Come. We didn't have to like be dropped off at Gautrain stations. You know.
Wait, no. Hold on. But
to be given a lift.
Yeah, but you but you got an SMS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about the SMS.
It was not an SMS, it was WhatsApp.
SMS.
Oh, WhatsApp. Okay. So come on. The only SMS you get when it's daily scam or airtime if a deal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no one uses SMS.
We use something called iMessage. To do you use it?
No, I don't. Look at my phone, man.
Manum
Song. It's an Android.
As long as you're so honored, you call. I love time.
Yeah, an SMS.
Yeah. Yeah, and you, Simo, right? What are you looking forward to the most about the show?
I think, man, people are just going to get to know us. You know, when I don't want to lie, when I first heard about the cast, you know, how is that going to work? Like, how are we going to gel, you know? But when we got to do this and we were practicing at that place, oh my gosh, like, we just...
There's a vibe.
There was a vibe. Like, we were having the time of our lives. When we got out, we even passed the time. They were like, okay, guys, cut.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I remember.
It was
yeah.
so great. Like, it was amazing, man. And after that, we were just like, hey, yo, like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's have fun. I just want people to get to know us, you know, outside of TikTok, outside of YouTube, outside of... Sure. Legends, you know. So, Nje, people are going to get to know us, understand that I wish our parents would watch this show because they would understand a lot of things that we go through as...
Beautiful.
...the youth. Yeah. And they understand Msebenzi Wethu. Guys, they think we're just going on camera, we're going to play. No, since mali lah.
And you're making you know? Money, you guys.
Yes, since mali.
So,
yeah, man, I just want them to understand what we do, what we are going through as the youth. You know, there's some parents who are like, no, my child can't be on TikTok, because you don't know why the child is on TikTok. Yeah. You don't know if your child is depressed and TikTok is keeping them alive. You don't know. You understand what I'm saying? So you never know. But let's just enjoy the show. Watch on Sundays, 3 p.m. Let's go, baby.
I love that, man. And please never lose that, guys. Just have fun, man.
Yeah, like, have fun. Man.
I just want, on Sima's point, man, I just want to make sure that, like, we are the face of the voices of kids, you know what I'm saying? Because people always say, listen to the kids. But they always wait for them to blow up, then they listen to them.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So I just don't like the narrative of trying to help, but you're not helping. You know, we just want kids to understand or know, man. Like, we hear. Because we relate more. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're like, let's say you have a son, you know what I'm saying? And they say, I want to drop out of school and start doing content, YouTube. You won't understand. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there, because I also went through that, for sure, Sima. You know, and even Yanda, it doesn't matter what you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people, you can be a business woman originally 18, 70.
That's a it's powerful
not,
man.
Because now everyone wants to make music. Everyone wants to be a content creator. You can be a business. Now we start to make a franchise. But I'm also, I'm going to open a franchise. Eddie Pop, I want to like, you see? So that's French what fries. I like. I like,
So what grade did you drop out, dog?
I didn't say I dropped out. Hey now.
He forgets a lot of the things he says. He said he got an SMS and he forgot it. Now he said he said kids don't understand when parents don't understand when kids want to drop out, which is what I went through. Literally.
I went through the fact that my parents were not. Yeah, you have to explain to your parents.
I get it.
Or they forced you to finish your trick.
No. They didn't. I was a smart kid, so don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Basically.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, I'm basically finishing my become accounting degree at UJ. I'm doing, yeah.
Yeah, so they that could, can, yeah, UJ accounting is good.
Yeah, you see. Yeah, but out. All I'm saying is that, like, some people can drop out and make big people. They don't need school.
There's so many examples.
Yeah, school sucks, man.
So many examples.
State school, that's not what we are promoting.
I'm just saying, parents can
school. No, you get it from a light, go to school.
Light angle. So, yeah.
Okay. No, nice one, man. Yeah,
Ghost Lady, any question you want to ask them?
No, guys, I just want to just give them props, guys. Like, I'm so happy for you guys. I just want to see more of this. Like, this energy is too dope.
Yeah, but guys, remember, we're a startup here. We're not multi-choice, eh? So we don't have makeup and all that shit.
Yeah.
They'll bring the whole...
I know. You're going to bring the whole
She's
store.
She's got the cosmetics. Cosmetics under wraps.
She's going to start a franchise on set.
Yes. Podcast branch. Legends Barber.
Yo.
Mashable Studios.
Yes, boy.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
Bored, guess
what? Oh, man. In closing, what do you want to say, Underwoods, man?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm excited to be working with Sima and Silo. That's his real name. I keep forgetting his stage name.
Oh, okay.
Because I, you'll get to know, man. Exactly.
So how do you get Silo then?
Exactly.
That Silo is like a stage name. I don't like people doing my real name, but I realize you can't stop it. You know? Zile, I got it, it's a long story, but 3 p.m., guys, please, Sunday. On our podcast, you'll know. Yeah, but it's not even from my name, just so you know. But yeah.
Awesome, man. Thanks for coming, guys. Really appreciate it. Sunday, 3 p.m. Round of applause for spreading rumor.
Can we please do boop, 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 boop?
Yeah, no, bring it.
You won't hear it.
I can't
have feedback.
Yeah, you will only hear it on the show.
Ah, boring.
I like this one. I like, man, fuck you.
No! Oh.
And Rato, shout out. Man, fuck you.
Man,
that's
fuck
a legendary
you.
One. Yeah. Round of applause for spreading humor.
Round of applause. Spreading humor.
We out here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Peace. Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabi in, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one? Is that one? Podcast and chill.